Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Hello, Rob.
Good morning, good morning.
How are you going?
Out there. I'm going very well, thank you.
Good morning.
Morning, Tess.
Morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I can just, in
good.
My mind, I shut my eyes and I can just see you.
Okay. This is how we love it.
That sounded really creepy.
No, it was wistful,
right.
It was lovely, it was fine.
I'm just going to give you an insight to how my mind works, right? Just before you phoned, I was looking at The Guardian and I read this brilliant story from Canada. And the Yukon Territory's physical distancing advice to residents is either one caribou, two husky legs, four ravens, or eight loaves of sourdough bread.
Eight loaves of bread.
And I was halfway reading that. That sounded like the Canada's version of the 12 Days of Christmas.
Yeah, it does a little bit, eh?
One caribou, two husky legs, four ravens, eight loaves of sourdough bread. There you go.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Rob. I wish I had like a clapping sting to pay for that. What are we talking about this morning? Because you sent me a text that said something about South Africa and something about fish and chips.
Fish and chips. I've actually talked about this before. Well, the main part of the article, and that's about great white sharks disappearing from Seal Island in False Bay, South Africa.
Oh dear, that's not
you
great.
You know, it's like that. The orcas come into the area, kill a few of them, eat their livers, and the great white just don't like it, so they swim off.
That's right. I remember you bringing this because I thought it was so weird that they just eat the livers. They're just like,
yeah,
it's just that
yeah,
one little bit.
But anyway, South African shark scientist Enrico Ginari believes that the South African demersal longline fishery is largely to blame, and Australia, right?
All right.
Now, the fisheries in South Africa significantly target smaller shark species known in Australia as gummy and school sharks.
Gummy sharks sound quite nice, to be honest. Oh, he's just a gummy shark.
Most of these small sharks that are caught are then exported to Australia, where they enter their fish and chip market as flake. Now, this story took a bit of a turn for me, because I was reading and I was thinking, oh, yeah, that's whatever. But then this last bit just from my head. These small sharks comprise up to 60% of the diet of great whites. Now, Australians probably don't know that their favourite pub food is shark from South Africa.
Yeah.
If they were told it was gummy shark, they'd know that Australians' gummy shark fishery is considered sustainably managed, and they think they'd be eating a sustainable seafood. But that doesn't seem to be the case. This is the bit where my head blew up.
Wow.
The Australian seafood labelling laws don't apply to cooked seafood, making traceability that much harder.
Oh.
Australians commonly refer to shark meat as flake, but it can also be sold as pearl fillet, boneless fillet, or monkfish. There's no legal obligation to actually call it what it actually is. That's just outrageous.
That sounds suspect as. You stumbled onto a great fish conspiracy here. Big environmental conspiracy.
Well, my first think is why wouldn't they do it? Because everything always seems to be about money.
Mm.
That's just outrageous to me. So
it
you
is.
Could call it, I don't know, you could call it Trevor or whatever you wanted and didn't get away with it.
What do you fancy for tea tonight? How about some Trevor and chips? How about that?
Right.
I don't know if I like the ring of that one, to be honest though, Rob.
No, that was really quite a thing. Now, I didn't have listened to as many albums as I normally do, and I do apologise to Abe for that. I kept falling asleep. I got four of them, then I got a special little treat for everybody.
Oh,
right, the first one was Dawn Robinson with Dawn.
Nice.
She's the lead singer with En Vogue.
Oh, true. Oh, that's another one that Murray Kamik has reminded me of recently, En Vogue.
Okay. Pluto, Pipeline Under the Ocean. Really, really enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
Fur Patrol with Starlifter.
Oh, classic.
Propeller Heads with Dex and Drums and Rock and Roll. Really enjoyed that.
Cool.
Right, so now, I've been on my other thing that I do on I've started doing poetry.
This is on Saturday Drive, eh?
It started off as a bit of a lark. I did a slam poem version of my Emmerdale catch-up, which went down really well. But I stopped doing slam poetry because that's really difficult to do on the radio. Because I actually do throw myself about a bit.
You just really slam into it. It's quite hard because you have to kind of click along, don't you, for slam poetry?
Well, yeah, and I'll tell you what, slam poetry don't rhyme. Rhyming poetry, listen, I'm not that clever.
I don't believe
either
that.
Rhymes or it doesn't. The non-rhyming poetry is really hard.
Non-rhyming poetry is really hard. To be honest, I find rhyming poetry hard too, so it's all very impressive to me.
Right, well, okay, I wrote one to thank everybody at a bee. And I called it, the title of it is Level 4 Magnificent 7.
Oh, that's so cute. I'm excited for this.
I'd like to read now. I might muck it up a little bit, so because I'm not a professional. I've only just got into this.
All right.
Here we go. Thanks, BFM, for getting us through this worldwide mess. So I'll start off first by thanking Rachel and Tess. You let me nerdle every week. Gotta love you for that. Your show, without doubt, is one in a million. That works out proper handy because that rhymes with Lillian. Thank you, Lillian, for sorting the news. It's always spot on. What else can I say? Oh, yeah, thanks for the Gryffindor water bottle. I use it every day. I couldn't be fairer than double thank you, Sarah, for everything you're doing behind the scenes to help the station survive. Again, that's proper handy because that rhymes with drive. So drive is Johnny Big Hungry and Caitlin the Gov. Afternoon B-Shift, you just can't help but love. So Level 4 Magnificent 7, I want to say on everyone's behalf, the listeners, contributors, DJs, news team and office staff, thank you. That's with a TH. Now you've heard me spit my rhyme. Rachel, can you play some grime? Ba-da-ba-ba. There you go.
Absolutely, Rob, can. Rob, thank you. That was lovely.
I'm tearing up. It made me tear up.
I've been speaking to a lot of people, you know, like Dub and a few like friends from B, and we all like really love what you're doing.
Oh, thank you.
That was my little thank you very much, Brian.
Well, I really, really appreciated that. I know the rest of us will also be really appreciating that. What would we do without you, Rob, honestly?
I don't know. You'd be all right.
Hey.
No, let's be honest about it.
Thank you. It was really, really nice.
Oh, that was very sweet.
I am going to play some grime. I'm going to play some DEE.
Oh, thank you. That's why I did the ba-da-ba-ba at the end.
Yeah, that was quite good. I like that. I'm going to hit the sting and then I'm going to play the track, Rob. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
We'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, talk next week. Have a nice time, everybody. Be safe.
See you soon.
See ya.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.